Are you with the Australian road rules? Australia is notorious for having a ridiculous amount of road rules, but are all of them known? Drivers across the country have over millions of dollars of speeding fines and infringement notices, which raises the question, how familiar are we with our Australian road rules? Phone use in vehicles, restrictions for learners and provisional drivers, and how to get out of the way for emergency services is only a small list of things that are completely accessible on the National Transport Commission. Keep up to date with the Australian road rules to avoid excessive fines at ntc.gov.au.
A couple on the Gold Coast are left upset after their pet dog was separated from a local magpie, Molly. The magpie had befriended their dog Peggy and become close to a pet for the couple, who frequently posted videos of the duo on social media, gaining significant following and even releasing a book last year. However, after a number of complaints, the bird was removed by wildlife officers, who stated the bird had been highly habituated by human contact and was now unable to be released into the wild. Juliet Wells, owner of the dog Peggy, has taken to social media, hoping the outcry of their supporters will lead the bird to be returned to her. Many have voiced their support for Molly's return, including Queensland Premier Stephen Miles.
In national news, data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics has revealed the number of landlords has increased as housing prices continue to rise. In Queensland, investors make up 37.1% of housing finance commitments, and nationally, lending to landlords has increased by almost 20% in the last year, with landlords accounting for 4 in 10 people taking out a mortgage. CoreLogic data has shown housing prices were up 0.6% in March, and chief analyst Tim Lawless claims the increase in landlords could help relieve the rental crisis. Despite this, housing affordability in both the home ownership and rental markets has been described by Curtin University academics as a massive problem, with young people entering the market facing more disadvantage than 10 or 20 years ago.
This week, we'll see heavy rain in most of eastern Australia, signalling the possible emergence of La Nina in 2024. Tasmania, Victoria and New South Wales are due to be hit by a cold front, bringing with it a band of heavy rain and thunderstorms. This change in weather patterns leaves much of southeast Australia primed for flooding, and residents in the most highly flood-exposed region of New South Wales, Western Sydney, are warned to have their emergency plans ready for the coming year.
In international news, the Israeli parliament has approved a law giving their government the power that bans the broadcasting on TV channels, including Al Jazeera. Foreign journalists have been banned from Gaza, while some Al Jazeera staff based in the Gaza Strip have been some the only reporters that cover the war on ground. The ban will stay in force until July or until the end of the war in Gaza. Al Jazeera, the Qatari publication, has accused Israel of deliberately targeting its staff, while Israel denies targeting any journalists. 72 of the 99 journalists killed worldwide in 2023 were Palestinians reporting on the Israel war in Gaza, making the last 12 months the deadliest for media in over a decade.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Oi you, this next one has some proper coarse language. Real rough stuff in it.